AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is meeting at the White House with congressional leaders over funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other countries, as well as for funding Republicans like House Speaker Mike Johnson want for border security.
We're not playing politics at this. We're demanding real, transformative policy change, because that's what the American people need and deserve, and that they're demanding as well. House Republicans are standing on that line. I will tell the president that today.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has another priority.
Today's meeting is about Ukraine. That's what we're going to focus on in this discussion.
The Biden administration is putting Yemen's Houthi rebels back on a list of specially designated global terrorists after recent attacks in the Red Sea. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the move was made to prevent harm to the people of Yemen.
The United States is the world's leading donor of humanitarian assistance to Yemen. We recognize the grave humanitarian situation there, which is why we are taking these steps to minimize harm to the civilian population.
A judge in New York has been telling former President Donald Trump to keep quiet in court. It reached a point where he threatened to expel Trump. Columnist E. Jean Carroll has been testifying. Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse. Trump could be heard saying things like, "It's a witch hunt, and it really is a con job." A judge in Maine is putting off a decision to keep Donald Trump's name off the state's presidential ballot until after the Supreme Court rules on a similar case in Colorado. Heather Mack, an American woman who pleaded guilty to helping kill her own mother and stuffing the body in a suitcase during a luxury vacation in Bali, was sentenced in Chicago to 26 years in prison. Mack's uncle told the judge she never showed remorse, and if it were up to him, she would spend the rest of her life behind bars. The Golden State Warriors say assistant coach Dejan Milojevic has died in Salt Lake City after suffering a heart attack. He was 46. This is AP News. A judge declined to dismiss the charge against a Marine veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold on a New York City train. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death last May of Jordan Neely, a former Michael Jackson impersonator who witnesses say was shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train. Penny pinned Neely to the ground with the help of two other passengers and held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes. Penny has said he acted to protect himself and others. Penny's attorney said after the decision that they were looking ahead to the trial, which could begin in the fall. Penny is white, Neely was black. His death became a flashpoint in the nation's ongoing debate over racial justice and crime. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The news this hour is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Attention all drivers, Shell's Fuel Rewards program is here to save your wallet and put a smile on your face. Fuel Reward members with platinum status can now save at least 10 cents per gallon on every fill-up with any fuel type. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play. Drive on and cash in big time. Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
Mostly cloudy and brisk tonight with a low of 1 below. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 14. Cloudy and tomorrow night with light snow likely after 5 p.m. ending a few hours after midnight. 1 inch or so is expected, possibly a bit more far south, low of 1 below. Partly sunny and chilly on Friday with a high of 7. And looking ahead to Saturday, bitter cold start but lots of sunshine, high 13. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 miles per hour. And right now it's cloudy outside and our current temperature is 15 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, just loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah,
When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way. On the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Checking my phone, wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want, baby, I could let go. If I didn't love you,
can't stand it. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you could stop traffic in a gunny sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack. When you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Flaps, glass, packs, attack on the dash, so I don't blow it up. A lift kit, mud grip, skull on my gear shift, I ain't ever been stuck. Got a chrome roll bar with KC lights to light up the party on a Friday night. All the girls go crazy for a four-wheel drive. Kickers and a Leonard Skinner sticker on my windows that are tinted jet. I got a winch on the grill, Mickey Thompson wheels, a rifle in my shotgun rack. I can haul a bunch of beer, I can haul a load of hay. If I get to hauling ass, get out of my way. All the girls go crazy for a four-wheel drive. Wanna know my name, wanna go for a ride. Your game, try your luck, spend a lot of money on that romantic stuff, but sooner or later you find it ain't enough. Get you a truck. All the girls go crazy for a four-wheel drive, wanna know my name, wanna go for a ride, just open up the door, climb on.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Heaney Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
You're mine, and baby, you know I don't want
Dan and Shay with Steal My Love on Country and Community, WRCL. I'm Tim Thied, sitting in for the vacationing Bo Hendricks. Bo will be back tomorrow, but happy to sit in for him today, bringing you some great music and information. And I hope your Wednesday, there we go, I had to think for a second, hope your Wednesday is a great one. We were up to about 16 degrees today, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, but now we're back down to about 15 at 323. And the winds are out of the southwest at around 3-5 miles per hour, and it seems a little cooler than what it is, but the sun went away. That was kind of nice. We had the sun out, but the sun disappeared on us. But hopefully you make good of the rest of your day. Today's hard. We're almost halfway there for the weekend, so hopefully it sounds like this weekend we're not going to have anything this weekend quite as bad. Actually, the temperatures are supposed to be getting a lot better, 18 for high on Sunday. As we get into Monday and Tuesday, up to 34 on Monday and 38 on Tuesday, but there is a 40% chance of scattered light rain or wintry mix. So be cautious if we do get that and if the temperatures are around there, because the low is going to be 31. Anytime you get temperatures that cold when we get a little rain, of course, the rain turns to ice. But that could all change before that time, but be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9 FM. And anything changes, we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. I just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the Brewer Public Library is holding preschool story time at 10:30, and that's held on Thursdays in January. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. And planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace will begin tomorrow at 6 in the Grace office above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Anyone interested in being a part of the planning is encouraged to attend. Coming up next, Kelly Coffee with At the End of the Day.
Off my head, shake my body out of bed, stretch my arms up and look out the window. Sun is rising, birds are singing. I am greeted by the gift of another new morning, and I know tonight as my head hits the pillow, I will ask myself as I look at the in my instincts and my intuition. If I win or if I lose, any road that I choose, I will drive on.
till summer comes around. Till summer comes around, yeah. Till it comes around, and it comes around.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 94 points. A U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden came under attack from a bomb-carrying drone launched by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels. It comes as the U.S. put the Houthis back on its list of specially designated global terrorists. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby explains the move.
The previous designation was FTO, Foreign Terrorist Organization, which doesn't have quite the measure of flexibility in terms of humanitarian assistance. And so a big reason why we delisted them literally on day one was to address a dire, dire humanitarian situation on the ground.
This means more U.S. sanctions against the Houthis. A shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas arrived in Gaza after France and Qatar mediated the first agreement between Israel and the militant group since a week-long ceasefire in November. I'm Ed Donahue.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Bucks are welcoming back Jay Crowder to the roster. He had jumped off to a great start in the first eight games of the season. One report indicates he will be present tonight when Milwaukee plays the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He can't fix all of the team's problems, but he will be a welcome addition. The Bucks carry a 28-12 record into the game, trailing Boston by three games. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brewers are able to get the insider's scoop on one of the international free agents they've signed. The list of 35 prospects includes the name of Christopher Peralta, a right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He's also the cousin of current Milwaukee starter Freddy Peralta. The younger Peralta doesn't turn 17 until May, so it will be a long time before he can make it to the big leagues. And UCLA's star big man during a run of seven straight NCAA championships had a massive impact on the history of the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then known as Lou Alcindor, and Bill Walton were the biggest stars of that run from 1967 through 73. That included 81 weeks at number one in the AP poll, including four wire-to-wire stays at the top. The AP is marking the 75th anniversary of the poll this month. Other top players who had a big impact on the rankings included San Francisco's Bill Russell, Indiana State's Larry Bird, and Duke's Christian Laettner. I'm Phil Nee. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
The WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low interest loans. The WCCU, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA. Court and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles from Court and Main. WP Dental provides modern dental care, helping to create healthy, beautiful smiles. Stop by WP Dental Monday through Friday.
Mostly cloudy and brisk tonight with a low of 1 below. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 14. Cloudy tomorrow night. Light snow likely after 5 p.m. ending a few hours after midnight. 1 inch or so is expected. Possibly a bit more far south. Low 1 below. Partly sunny and chilly on Friday with a high of 7. And bitter cold start on Saturday, but lots of sunshine. High 13. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour, and our barometric reading is 29.86, and after a morning low of 9 below, and we did get up to 16 degrees today, we're now 15 degrees under cloudy or mostly cloudy conditions.
Hands. in my first football pass. Love's a good-hearted woman that turned his best to better. Holds it all together. They made a Main Street name for me before eyes of them on the family tree. Sour town in the harvest air, funnel cake kiss at the county fair, wrapped in love like a barbed wire fence, two reckless kids, the tangled up sense. Boy meets girl in a homeroom class, stars deep, forever can't come too fast, put some overtime on the down, on a ring and a half, egg, a piece of ground, yeah. Before you know it, they're painting the front room blue, they get a little hellraiser Sunday school, they can yawn every day before the sun comes up, for the small town love.
Then you're gonna mind you, wishing you could stay a little longer.
job that I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sun shining like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again.
My mind comes across her memory and yesterday in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on. Lost in paradise like castaway in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes. Marina Del Rey. And as this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in paradise like castaway in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
That was George Strait singing about Marina Del Rey. And before that, Jake Owens with On the Boat Again. And right now, the words floor and home. Temperature gauge has a reading of 15 degrees, and our winds are out of the southwest at around 8 to 9 miles per hour. And there's going to be some great sports action on the air tonight, not here on WRC 100.9. There's no high school action that we will be carrying, but instead, in NBA action, the Milwaukee Bucks will be at the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they will be on the road. Hopefully they can continue winning again as like the after that exciting buzzer beater by Damian Lillard a few nights ago. But anyways, actually, I think that was on Sunday. Because that was an exciting sports day with the Packer win and the Bucks win. But anyways, hopefully that we can have some more excitement in Cleveland. Hopefully not down to the wire like that. That's a little nerve-wracking, but hopefully the Bucks can take this one from Cleveland. And the tip-off for that game at Cleveland will be at 6:30. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at around 6.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
100.9 WURCO. Every morning I get up before that rooster crows, headed straight to somewhere I don't even want to go. Eggs and bacon in my belly, coffee buzz, good old radar detector, it protects me from the fuzz. Well, I do what I gotta do to get through working at 9 to 5. It's killing me, but then again, it's keeping me alive. It puts the gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for scratch off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels. Working hard all week puts the beer on the table. $18 an hour and $1 million tan.
cold hard cash out in that summer sun. Come Friday, I'll have money, but by Monday, I'll have none. Once the bills are paid and that bass boat tank is gone from E to F, I fill that big old cooler up, there ain't a whole lot left. But I got gas in my truck, butter on my biscuit, couple bucks when I'm itching for a scratch off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels, working hard all week, puts the beer on the table. Off ticket. That poker makes me broker every Saturday night, but I still got running water and they ain't cut off the lights. Come Friday night, my friends and I start peeling off them labels, working hard all week, yeah. Put some beer on the table. Oh, ha! Put some beer on the table. Won't y'all pass me another one of them Coke cans?
Always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News.
I'm Ed Donahue. A judge threatened Donald Trump with expulsion from his Manhattan civil trial. The former president repeatedly ignored a warning to keep quiet, while columnist E. Jean Carroll testified that Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse. It happened again. A U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden came under attack from a bomb-carrying drone launched by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels. It's the second in recent days, targeting vessels directly linked to America after U.S.-led strikes targeting the Houthis. The U.S. has put the Houthis back on its list of specially designated global terrorists. Conservative justices on the Supreme Court, like Neil Gorsuch, voice support for weakening the power of federal regulators. But it is not clear whether a majority would overturn a major 40-year-old decision.
Should that be a clue that something needs to be fixed here? That even the federal government at the podium can't answer the question, what triggers